And now, continuing on the topic of unity, I would like to welcome Dr. Butt to come up to the stage and continue the talks of unity and the importance of unity within our society and our communities. So please recite a loud salawat.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد I know everybody that is here is already convinced about the need for unity of Muslims. So I'm not standing here to convince anybody that we need it. My focus is slightly different. My focus is that I want to give you a perspective that will allow you to recruit others and talk to others as to why and how this unity works. Allah Jalla Shanahu in the Quran says, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. وَاعْتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And I want to give this ayah in the light of the life of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul. Very common, we all know it and we know what it means. The next one is wala tanaza'u. I want to expand that a little bit on that one. What is tanaza'u? Tanaza'u is, I want to go at a place and I'm walking that way. And there is another person, he wants to go to the same place, he's walking that way. However, our approach is slightly different. Okay. Now, I don't want to change my course and I'm pushing the other person away. That person will not change their course. He is pushing the opposite direction. So instead of going this, now you are like this, facing each other, pushing each other, and you have lost track of your destination. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا. And Allah Jalla Shanahu says, when you do this, when you get into confrontation with each other, tanaza'u, confrontation with each other, fatafshalu, you will just become nothing. You will disperse. You will fall apart. Watazhabari hukum. And then your impact will be gone. Okay. So what is the cure for that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, wasbiru. Be patient and remain steadfast on the path you are going to. And then Allah say, "Wa inna Allah ma'a sabirin." If you do that, Allah will help you. He will be with you. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, He was brought up and trained by no one else but by the direct impact of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who received it directly from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So it's Allah who brings up Imam Hussein in the shape, in the form, in the character that he wants him to be. So Imam Hussein does not create tanaza. He does not go into confrontation. People invite him to come and lead them. He does not go into confrontation. He is helping the humanity. But then you run into adversity. And at that time, Sayyidina Imam Hussain shows you wasbiru, the quality of patient and steadfastness. He did not beg anybody to spare him. He did not bend to the pressure. He stayed with his platform. He stayed with his statement. He stayed with his conviction. And in the process, attained shahada, which is a different thing than death. Shahadat is not death. Allah Jalla Shanu has told us clearly, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقَتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ أَحْيَا بَلْ أَحْيَاً وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. They are living, you don't know it. So he is there, he is still living. Alayhi salam. And this is the steadfastness. He is still steadfast on his path. Now I come back to the question of unity. Unity for what? Unity on what terms? I am right, come and unite with me. That's what everybody is saying. My question is, why should I unite with anybody? What is the purpose? If I was invited to come here, what is my purpose of coming here? You have to have a purpose. Unity for what purpose? And the purpose is very clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us already. Tilka ummatun qad khalat laha ma kasabat wa lakum ma kasabtum wa la tusaluna amma kanu ya'malu. Those who were before you, they were responsible for their deeds, and you are responsible for your deed. You will not be asked what happened to them or what they did. So if you and I want to unite, the purpose is to help each other achieve the salvation pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do you achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Help each other in implementing that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran, the guidance to us. Why? What is the need for guidance? I have a few minutes and I'll explain that to you quickly and then I'll end with that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَكُم مِّن بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتَكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. He is the one who brought you out from the womb of your mother knowing nothing. And then, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَمْعَ وَالْبَصْرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And then he gave you, he made for you hearing, vision, and fuad, heart, soul, thinking, so that you can thank him. Okay. So we need to use our faculties to act the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to act, so that he can give us the benefit. He has mercy on us. He makes us happy, not only in this world, also in the hereafter. That's the only purpose of life. وَمَا خَلَقْتَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Ibadah. Ibadah is not just doing sujood or anything. Ibadah is how you live your life, how you speak, how you dress, what you eat, how you treat your elders, how you treat your youngers, how you handle the adverse situations, how you treat, everything is ibadah. But this, you have to do it according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And there is a problem with that. I will explain the problem very quickly. Allah has given us these faculties of vision, hearing, understanding. So, you can understand things as you perceive them. But there comes a stage where your perception does not work at all. This is where you have to believe in the ghaib. And you have to understand whatever Allah says is right. Whether you think it's right or not, it makes no difference. Okay. And we practice every day. You look in the mirror, you see an image there, but your mind knows that your perception is false. There is nothing behind that mirror. You know it. That's an innate knowledge. This is why the Islam and a Muslim's life starts with the belief in unknown. The first thing, God. Hudan lillah. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. That's the first requirement. That whenever there is a commandment comes from Allah, and your senses, your belief, your vision, your everything, it doesn't match with it, you have to believe in the ghaib. First thing. So coming back to the fact, if all of us would follow what Allah says, without using our judgment in the sense that, oh, this is not working, this I will do it the other way. If all of us do that, we will all be going in the same direction, and that is the unity for you. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم. And I thank Maulana for arranging all this. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.